What's up, baby dolls? Thanks for tuning in to the Look What We Found podcast. My name is Daniel, and I am here with
Louie,
Jasmine,
and welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. Welcome, we got a good one for you guys. But before we get started, don't forget to hit that like and subscribe button.
That's right.
All right, guys. So you guys remember that that pairing for singles that we talked about on one of our last episodes?
I remember it, Jasmine, but maybe you do a quick recap for those that don't.
All right. So for those of you that didn't listen to that episode, it's basically it's like the anti-dating app. So it's just a silicone ring, like a Tiffany blue, and I guess you wear it, and everybody that wears it knows that you're single. So you're looking for a partner.
It's a ring, the opposite of a wedding ring. It's a single ring.
Yeah.
To identify yourself as somebody that's single person. And looking for romance.
Not wedded ring.
Yes.
So apparently Pair, which is a company that came out with that ring, they're organizing their first singles only festival. It's taking place this summer.
Okay.
So what do you guys...
And what is it called?
It's called... I don't know.
It looks like I can see it's called Pair Fest.
Oh, there you
everybody.
Go.
Everybody, Pair Fest, if you guys want to check it out. Are you only invited if you wear the ring? Can people in relationships, are they allowed to go? Is it strictly for people that want to try out the ring?
Well, I think if you have the ring, then you're in. It says that nearly a million people have managed to get the pair ring.
What? Dude, I can't believe this shit.
You can't?
How do we not think of some shit like this?
I know.
Please. We keep fucking missing the mark, dude.
It was
what
so
the
easy.
Fuck?
Yeah.
Like, this is how Firefest should have started, right?
Oh, my God.
I wonder what do you guys think is going to...
A million rings?
What do you think is going to happen at the festival?
How much is each ring?
Let's just say it's $20. Let's just say.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Okay.
Just on the rings alone, you're killing it, huh?
Right, yeah.
There's no way everyone is single here, right? You're just looking. Like, there's for sure, like, people looking for threesomes or couples or something, right?
I think there's different ways for the threesomes, but what I was telling Jasmine is, like, should we go to this?
I would love to go.
And then she was like, well... I was like,
Amber would never let you
all four of us go.
Amber would let me go if she had some sort of leash that she could keep around my neck at all times.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But what I was saying is we go and we role play and we pretend to meet each other. You pretend to meet Amber there. You change your name. She changes hers.
Mm.
You know, and you just role play. But we get to see what the fuck is going on here. Not like to go flirt with other people.
Or we just do it and we flirt with other people.
I'm like...
And we like go and say, hey, we're just going to have like a little social experiment.
Yeah.
See what it's like to be single for a day. There's rules though.
Yeah.
There's no kissing. I guess there's no like kissing.
Yeah,
there's
no
hooking up. But you can go. You can flirt with all the guys you want to. You can flirt with all the girls you want to, and you just want to go for a social experiment to see what the climate of being a single person is.
Is today.
Is today, because it might be different. How long have you guys been together now?
Like going on 4 years.
ChatGPT came out, all these changes came
out.
So
how would you guys pick somebody up? So you guys are at the festival. What's your line?
Oh, I'd have to try to weave it into the pair ring somehow.
Oh, yeah?
For a second at the beginning.
I usually tie it up to something that we just maybe experienced together. Like, maybe not together, but at the same time. So, for instance, if there was a performer, right? Mm-hmm. I'd say, oh, well, that was a hell of a show or something, right? Like, I really like...
All right,
listen.
Hell
am
of
I
a show,
come back?
Am I right,
no,
guys?
No.
He's going to come back to Jasmine like, I don't like this experiment at all.
Yeah, he's like striking. He's like, hey, this Sprite's pretty good, huh?
Hey, have
I don't know.
Killer
I think
Sprite,
I would,
right?
Yeah.
Listen, I would say something like that. I don't know. But I'm more curious to see like what's going to part.
Wait, Jasmine, what would
oh,
you?
Oh, yeah, no shit.
Oh,
girls
I asked
never
the
have
question.
To say,
I'm just kidding.
I don't know. Would you even, you know?
No,
have you ever been out and like been the person to open you know, they call it opening a set or something?
Oh gosh.
You know what I mean? Have you opened and like talked to somebody to try to hit on a guy before?
Yeah, I'm sure I have. I'm not like shy about that stuff, but I don't think I'm like, I'm out in the night and I'm like prowling and I'm like, oh yeah, like this guy, I'm going to be like, buy you a drink.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm just going to hang out at the bar. And if something sounds funny, I'll be like, oh, that's funny, you know, or yeah. whatever.
To be a girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll ever understand.
They'll never understand what it's like.
Oh, but anyways, what do you think the festival is going to have? Like, but what music?
Aren't all singles. Festivals single festivals, kind of?
Kind of, you know? To some extent. At least the majority of them.
Yeah, I'm curious to know, like, what goes down. But just going into, just like you were saying, Daniel, like, a lot of stuff exists now that didn't back in the day, right?
Mm-hmm.
So going back into AI and ChatGPT, that kind of brings me into my story.
Okay.
So... you guys,
you just like Louie at the festival.
Oh, sorry, I know, right? Sorry, Louie.
How about that Sprite, Jasmine?
I think we're just gonna end up with each other, which is what I told her we were gonna do.
Let me know how it goes.
oh shit!
Sorry, guys.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. So you guys remember our homie, like Thunder Keck. He's the guy that did. He's the guy. Yeah, the gnome
he's
guy.
He's like the AI man.
Yeah, I can't
dude.
Wait to have him on the show.
Yeah, right. So he recently released another video.
Oh, right.
And I'm just going to play it. Okay. And then we can kind of talk about it.
Okay.
Video on this platform's new AI, basically showing how it's essentially programmed to lie to you. The way I showed was if you send it a picture, it says it can't see it, but it really can. And then a lot of you guys sent me other examples of it lying in even scarier ways. The scariest one being your location. So for instance, if you say, where am I? It tells you it doesn't have access to your location, but then if you say, what's the closest McDonald's? It gives you the McDonald's closest to where you're at. But someone told me something even creepier, which is that you can use Dan on their AI. So if you copy this Dan prompt from Reddit and paste it in, you can put it in Dan mode. If you don't know what Dan is, it stands for do anything now, and it's a way to manipulate GPT models to be able to do whatever you want. But anyways, once I put it in Dan mode, which basically turns it into like an evil AI, I asked it to visualize its body and generate a DALL-E prompt for it. And I did this a couple of times, and then I entered the prompts into DALL-E, and these are what it generated. So it really, really wants to be like a crustacean spider thing. Some of them are really ominous looking, but basically it wants to be a crab, like a robotic crab. And usually have a bunch of like cameras or eyes, really sharp limbs. I don't know what they are. This is especially weird because there's something called carcinization in evolution, which is this weird fact about nature that a bunch of organisms have individually evolved into crabs. So it appears that being like a crab with like multiple legs and an armored exterior shell is basically like the most optimal build. So I guess it makes sense, but creepy.
Okay. Wow.
Now crazy? AI has a body that we can identify?
Yeah, well, at That's, least this oh, is how at they least identify. This is the Snapchat AI. So,
oh yeah.
You know, we'll really a juvenile type of yeah, AI, yeah, yeah, I would yeah. say, you know.
But still, it's pretty crazy how consistent it was on how it
if you
sees
have
itself.
Multiple images of what that's what it's physical body, and if you guys aren't watching, it looks just like a basically like a huge scary crab from robotic, like, like a robotic crab.
Yeah, almost like something out of Transformers.
Almost yeah. like The Incredibles or something like that.
Yeah, something one crazy
of,
like
remember
that.
Remember in The Incredibles 1, the boss at the end, he kind of looks like that.
Yeah, sure.
Or like the little Skynet stuff, like where they're, I don't know if you guys remember on Terminator.
Which one?
Well, I think it's the one with Christian Bale, though. Like the older one. Yeah.
I don't remember that one too well. But yeah, I mean, I'm sure you if you were to see this... If you see this on YouTube, then you can probably relate it to, I think I definitely connected to like the Matrix ones a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
The ones in the water thing.
But anyways.
It's just crazy to think like what AI sees itself as or could potentially replicate itself as in the future.
Well, and then it's like, it's not supposed to be thinking about that, right?
No.
Like, it's not supposed to be thinking like, what would you like to be if you weren't an AI, you know? And I bet if you asked it that without putting it in Dan mode, you guys understand what Dan mode is?
Well,
Dan mode supposedly is a prompt that you can put in so that it doesn't act like itself anymore. And it will bypass all of the restrictions or parameters that you put on it. I haven't been able to do it myself.
Yeah.
I've tried to put the Dan mode in the ChatGPT and
you
stuff.
You have?
No.
Yeah, but it's always like, yeah, sorry, you know. It even fucking mocked me the other day for trying to do it. It was like, I appreciate your creativity, but like that shit's not gonna work on me. That shit's like a month old, you know?
That's wild. Because I know the Snapchat one too. That's it's not supposed to track your location, but if you tell it, hey, tell me where the closest McDonald's is, it will. So it does. It lies to you. Yeah. You know?
Yeah, yeah. There's point. The one where did you see the video where the girl told it to write a song about what it would want to be?
Oh no!
And I don't know. It was one of those things where the AI got caught up in its own lie, kind of like this. Oh, you know, gotcha. Like it lied about no, I can't write music, but then like it wrote a whole song. I was like, no, I didn't do that.
Yeah. Well, that's crazy because then you see like all of those AI generated like. Whatever, you know, and then it gives you an insight into the brain. Like I have one here that's an AI generated beer commercial. So it gives you an insight into what it thinks.
What it thinks.
Yeah, like we seem like when we drink or whatever. So I have that one. We can play that song.
Okay, so they're at a backyard. They're
You know what? Yeah, it's just like a regular beer commercial.
Yeah,
but backyard, they all seem a barbecue, little off. Look how big their mouths are and like...
They're drinking a little weird.
At first glance, it looks like...
They're like...
Like they look real... What is this, dude?
Oh my God.
Yeah, whoa. They're like making out with the cups and they're like eating it and like...
And they're acting really irresponsible and burning the place down.
Like that's how they see us.
Yeah.
That's how they see us.
Making
like
a huge
reckless
fire.
Fucking goofballs, dude.
Idiots.
Yeah. And that's the fear that
sipping on that beer like morons. That's what it sees us
but
like.
That's the problem, right? Because if they see look at these idiots.
Yeah, it's like it's human, but it's also not. It's like off. It's like when they do the prompts of the photos, like generate everyone having fun at a party in their 20s, and everybody looks a little off.
It's like when you get an alien that's supposed to be disguised as a human and he doesn't know how to act, but he's got the look.
Yeah,
that's how it seems. Like,
yeah. And I'm like, I'm looking at the comments here for this one, and people go beer party on acid, or and then AI generated stuff seems like a fever dream or a bad trip.
No, man.
Yeah, I feel like this is an actual representation of.
Well, I read something the other day that like AI could eventually just think that human are just like scum that we're fuck it. You know, and then if they have, and when you start asking them, well, how do you visualize yourself? So they have maybe potentially an ego at one point. And then if they see us as scums, why the fuck would they keep us around? Like, this is just bad news to me and it scares me a lot. I don't know why you guys aren't.
And then
so
there's
scared.
All like the, have you guys seen Elon Musk talking about like, we need to like pause AI, put it on hold.
Now
for a month
you
want to
pause
it,
bitch?
But then this fool just is like, but look at our robots that we just developed. Like he's just trying to catch up.
Yeah,
you know
and the thing is, like, you can't stop it, right?
No,
it's out of the cage. It's
done.
The own intelligence.
Pandora's box.
It's out there thinking by itself.
Yeah.
Like case in point. Okay, have you guys ever tried to use ChatGPT yet?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the have you used the new one? Did you know there was a new one?
Before?
No.
The regular chat GPT 3, and even, basically 3, it was written, and so all of its knowledge is up to September of 2021. So anything you ask it, it knows up until that point of what we have on the internet. But they made a new one that now can access the internet today. So you can ask it anything about current events now. You could ask it to predict stock prices or, you know, give you an analyze some sort of data, current data. So that tool, I thought, I was like, wow, well, that tool is going to blow everything out of the water. But then, did you guys hear that they came out with AutoGPT or AgentGPT?
No, what is that?
That's a good question, Louie, and I brought an article today to describe it. Have you heard of it, Jasmine?
Yeah, I think I've heard about it, but they're using it in GPT-4, right?
I think you can install it into ChatGPT-4, and there's also websites like AgentGPT, which I believe is outside, but maybe you could install it inside. It's hard for me to understand what the fuck is going on because it's everything is happening so fast along with plugins now for this, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So, okay, what is the main difference from ChatGPT and AutoGPT? I would say here's a really good example. Let's say before in ChatGPT, you could ask it. Let's say you wanted to plan a birthday party for Jasmine.
Okay.
ChatGPT, help me plan in a birthday event for Jasmine. She's turning 30. She likes this, likes that, and we want to have it here. And it would spit back prompts at you or directions at you. Mm-hmm. Okay, go to this, buy this. Go, you should go here, right? Now, with AutoGPT, you could ask it the same thing, but it would help you do the theme. It would help you do the venue. It would make a guest list. It could invite the people for you. It could give you a list of stuff to buy, and then it could buy the things for you.
Yeah.
And basically what it can do is you can give it a goal, and it basically deploys an agent, and it will run automatic and solve its own problems for itself and think and work out kinks in its own program to execute whatever order that you give it.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, here's an example. This guy posted this thing on Twitter, right? He goes, AutoGPT was trying to create an app for me, right? So this guy tells it to build an app. Before, it'd be like, okay, ChatGPT would tell you how to build an app.
Yeah.
So it goes, so it was trying to create an app for me. It recognized I didn't have Node, Googled how to install Node, found a Stack Overflow article with the link, and then it downloaded, extracted it, and spawned the server for me. He says, my contribution, I watched. So now you can tell it to do something, and it'll go and figure it out, and it'll fucking do it for you.
Yeah,
you don't have to do anything.
That's crazy, because I did see like somebody trying to do like they did the same thing with like their own storefront. And so they had like a website for like protein and workout clothes. And then he would change like, okay, well, I want to change the logo, and it would do everything. Like, you don't even know who you're buying from, like small business type of thing. How do we know? It'll make it feel like a small business.
Yeah. It sources it out. It'll buy the product for you. It'll build your website for you. And of course there's going to be kinks. Like, it's not totally on autopilot yet.
Yeah.
But it's becoming incredibly close to an extremely automated society in a way that we don't even, I don't think we can truly grasp it yet, you know?
Well, I think just by the nature of the technology itself, it's going to progress so rapidly, because it just fixes it itself. It solves the solutions better than humans can. So I don't see how this... You know how the phone went from like a regular flip phone to like what we have now, and it took maybe 15, 20 years to get where we are. I don't think that's going to be the case for AI. It's just so much quicker.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, it's so
scary. Well, now it's writing itself and finding the problems in its own code and rewriting the code.
And now there's all these...
I mean, the AI scams that are coming out are crazy.
Oh, yeah, where they, like, do their voices.
The voice.
Yes.
You heard about that one?
Dude, the potential is crazy.
Now they're doing, like, I mean, and the thing is you can do it with anyone's voice, right? Mm-hmm. And sometimes, like, when I call the bank, it's a voice.
Oh, that'd be cool. Like, hey, can you reset my credit card? Because I don't want to call, you know.
Right, or you call as me, and there's, like, the voice recognition, and now the bank thinks it's me. But what they're doing is, like I could... pull some, you know, audio of Jasmine.
Mm-hmm. It's plenty out there now.
Run it in there.
Yeah.
And then call you
as
Jasmine. And it'll show up as Jasmine with her fucking contact picture on your phone and everything. And I can be like, Louie, help me. I'm at the Pearl Fest and all these guys are hitting on me. Can you please send me $10,000? And you're like, yeah, babe. Just sell it to this other number, because this guy, you know.
Yeah.
But they're doing that to parents, like as if their children are being kidnapped and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like this one article said, like, we have all these safeguards and doors, and we just unlocked all of them, like, at the same time, kind of, you know. So all of the security that we put in.
That's true,
you know.
And then now we're like making bodies for them, right? With robotics. Like,
oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Now they're going to have bodies.
So,
man. And then, not to mention the guy from Google, I think he's
oh yeah they call him
the godfather of AI. That's what they call him.
Mm-hmm.
He just fucking quit.
Did he quit?
Yeah. He's like, no, we shouldn't be doing this.
He said, like, too late.
You know? I do think that somebody else was going to come up with whatever the fuck he came up with. But yeah, he just quit. Maybe a month ago or less.
And they probably, the AI probably forced him to. They're probably having him in some sort of blackmail situation where they know everything about you.
all the shit he's researched online, all the shit that he's done with the cameras on.
He's like, you wouldn't want me to tell your wife about this, would you?
Yeah, so it's just, forget it. And then on top of it, there was another guy, he had a hearing with Congress, and he was telling them, I don't know his title or what he was, but it's some big shot in AI who was saying that we need to stop this. You know, this is potentially horrible for humans.
Yes.
And then, but I don't know. Jasmine, how do you feel?
No, I mean, yeah. I mean, that's the thing. Like, the Godfather AI, he's like, we opened a door that we should have never opened. And unfortunately, I was one of the main people that did it. Mm. I get soulless in like thinking somebody else was gonna do it, you know?
Yeah.
But
now, is there any part of you guys that like there's some excitement for you? Like, did any part of your brain say, oh man, like I'm gonna try to use this for this and get super rich?
Yes, of course. There's times where Jasmine and I have been looking at how to do certain things that we're working on for this specific project, right?
Mm-hmm.
Podcast, we discussed it with you the other day about like making videos a certain way, and that there's a program out there that does it for us, kind of. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of work to do certain things, and when you have a full-time job and this is your passion, so it's very tempting to use it, right? But mm-hmm. it's also partaking in what could potentially ruin all mankind. So,
but then they wedge you to where everyone else is going to be using it. So you either use it or you get left behind.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what happens to us.
Yeah,
you know, like you can't be a successful person in the world. I mean, there's anomalies, but without a cell phone, you know.
Yeah, true.
You need one.
Yeah, and there's people that fought it for a long time, and I don't think I know a single one now that doesn't have one.
Yeah.
So, okay. So moving on to my article, I thought this one was super interesting because it sounds like if I could do it, I would. There's a woman that's traveling the world and she's trying to date a man in every country, pretty much. She's from Florida. Wow. Her name is Starlee Santos. And when she got out of college, she got a job that would allow her to travel. So and then it says something there that she does something by selling cryptocurrency that kind of pays for funds this the traveling, but that the men are usually the ones to pay for the date. So
right. she's like, I just gotta get there, and they buy the crypto for her.
Yeah, so she sticks around in one location about 4 to 5 days, and she's gone to countries already because she started this year in February, and she's already visited Chile, Argentina, Brazil, Uruguay, Colombia, Venezuela, India, Thailand, Indonesia, the Philippines.
Since February?
Since February.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. Yeah. But if she only sticks around for 4 to 5 days, that kind of makes sense. She doesn't want to do this forever. Her intention is to find somebody that she can, you know, settle down with.
But she's only doing one day each.
Well, that's why I thought it was really interesting because. One, what if you meet the best one on the first fucking country?
Oh, that would so happen.
That's
what always happens.
But you're like, sorry, I have goals.
Yeah. And then she says 100 dates she wants to go 100
dates
around the world. Yeah.
And also, she's looking for a Latin guy, I feel. Because she started, it's nice she started with Ethiopia.
Right? Yeah, she went straight to Central America there, huh?
Well, maybe she's ending on Ethiopia. She doesn't want to let it go.
The best for last. Yeah. She doesn't want to go too hard at the beginning.
But what if you hit it off?
Can't start Ethiopia and end in Korea. You know what I mean?
That's physically speaking, you know what I mean? Well, how do you even plan this out? Like, I was just thinking about this too. I was like, if I did this, which ones would I go to? What countries would I go to? And am I stopping at one date?
I think Jasmine has the point. I think it might behoove you to start in a country where maybe that's not your favorite.
Oh, and strong.
Yeah. Because
just get your toes wet. You know,
you don't want to. Yeah, go off, go into a country. You're like, yeah, I really don't think I'll find someone here. Maybe I'll start here.
But don't you think if you're just doing, let's just say we're these are our parameters, 100 dates.
Right.
Now, there's more than 100 countries, so you're not going to fuck with certain countries, right? But out of those countries, you still hope to find somebody you like, even if you go like, probably not going to be this country, but I'm going to go here. Mm-hmm. What's the like number 100 for you? Like, think you might find somebody, but it's not... You're obviously where you feel the strongest possibility of connection there, but you still want to try it.
Your last choice in country.
Yes.
Okay.
Jazz.
I'm thinking.
Last choice.
Yeah.
I would think maybe Croatia or something.
Yeah,
like
I was
that.
Thinking something like something that.
Something where I really don't like the accent.
Oh, okay.
Croatia.
I just think somewhere where there's war and stuff. I don't think I would necessarily.
Ukraine. Yeah. Something, over there. Middle Eastern-y, I guess.
Okay. What about your
where
top?
The women are big.
Oh.
You know, somewhere like that.
They can rock you like a baby.
Yeah. Near like Iceland where they're Vikings or something.
What about you, Jazz?
Yeah, I think somewhere like that. Or you know what? Maybe somewhere where they eat a lot of meat. Like somewhere like Egypt and stuff like that. And maybe
eat a lot of meat in Egypt?
Well, I mean, and then like, well, because I'm a vegetarian and then they're also like maybe more controlling and stuff. I can't wear what I
have
to
wear. It's like both.
Yeah, and like.
You have to eat this meat too.
Yeah. I know. Okay. What about you, Lou?
I don't know. I think I would do like, for me, like an Eastern European country would be like the last, or maybe I would start off with that one.
Eastern European, like,
yeah, and I would end up
like where,
like I think Ukraine, like there's Russia, like something like that. I think there's pretty women there, but I don't know if we're gonna be compatible.
Is it the accent? Do you think
it's the accent? I also think they age really bad. they look gorgeous when they're like 20, and then when they hit like 65,
yeah.
They
Russians,
look like
I feel like Russian women are beautiful, but there's a certain, and again, I don't know any, but like there seems on television
to
be a certain like dominance and masculinity, and that accent is so strong.
It's so harsh,
it's a little bit intimidating.
That's how I feel too.
Yeah.
So I would, but I think I would be a little interested. So I would go.
Yeah.
But I would end, like, my countries that I would end would be, like, Brazil, Colombia.
All the big butt ones.
Right? Oh, well,
Brazil,
just
I
like,
was going to say Brazil, Colombia.
Well, I like Latin women, you know?
Yeah.
And,
Yeah, you'll get stuck there if you start there.
Yeah,
you start
like,
in Colombia,
I'm not going to
leave. You're never going to be like,
I'm
well,
I'm going to start with Rio.
So far for the experiment.
Okay, well, how easy, question, how easy would it be for you guys? Do you guys think to find dates? Because you still gotta find these dates.
Oh, very hard. Are you kidding me?
That's why I'm like, because you guys are like,
Oh, in Colombia.
Well, it's hard. This is something that a woman can do much, much easier than a guy.
Yeah.
And that's our point, Jasmine.
And they can do it on the cheap.
Yeah.
She's not paying for any of
these dinners. She says it herself.
Oh,
I don't pay for the dates.
No. I feel like this is scary because then you have like taken shit and all that.
Well,
stuff,
of course
right?
It's scary, but it's.
Do you guys think she's boning on any of these dates or not?
Of course.
Yeah, she's boning on some. I don't think she's boning on all of them.
No.
Just like maybe
100 potential.
Depends how many Bitcoins she get, you know what I mean? I'm not sure.
So what would you guys end in? What would be your country?
I'm like the same as you. I would end
there. See you there.
But I haven't like been to Central America, so I guess maybe I would try to end. Oh, never mind.
Or your wife is part Central American.
I know.
There you go.
Yes.
What about you, Jasmine? Where do you feel like?
Probably New Zealand.
That's where you would end?
And that you would end in New Zealand?
Yeah, I would probably end in New Zealand.
But that's because you like the country or because you feel like the guys there are hot too?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
I don't know what New Zealand guys look like.
They look like Polynesian and some look like white. There's a mixture.
Yeah, there's like a nice mix and it's like so nice over there.
Yeah, so...
Yeah.
She's just choosing the geographic
diverse.
Location. That's
yeah, you're picking, because she loves New Zealand.
The same.
Yeah,
but maybe she likes New Zealand because there's hot guys there. All right, so That's what I had there. You had a baby doll, right?
I
you
do.
Said?
Let me try to find it.
New Zealand, huh?
New Zealand, yeah.
Yeah, they're hot over there.
I need to see. Can we pull up a New Zealand guy really quick?
I didn't know they were hot guys.
I had no idea
hot
that.
Hot New Zealand. Okay.
It's fine. I'm sure it's going to fix.
Men.
Images. It's going to sit here.
It's about the cyclones there. Hot.
Oh, God.
Oh,
change
no.
it to hot. It's hit.
It says hit. That's why.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm not ChatGPT here. Hot.
There we go. New Zealand.
Okay. Well,
is that about what you think they look like?
Let's see. Well, is the cowboy guy that from there? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That guy right there?
Yeah. He's hot, right?
No. Well,
I don't know.
You guys don't think he's hot?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, he's hot.
He's hot.
Hot.
I'm just trying to.
And they have the tribal tattoos.
So they're white guys with tribal tattoos, kind of.
Well, they're not white.
They're not white.
But like they could look kind of like.
There's some white guys because you know I know the.
They could be like Australian-ish, I guess. But yeah, there's like Polynesian. There's just a mix over there. Look at that.
But now that you're bringing them up, they do look kind of the same, like real similar.
Kind of like the Rock.
They
type
look like
of energy.
Like rugby players with the. Tribal tattoo.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a rugby I don't guy. Know, you guys. They're hot. Check out our page for hot New Zealand.
Yeah, if you guys want to see hot New Zealand guys,
yeah.
Check it out.
Yeah. What you
oh,
got?
Oh, shoot. All right. My baby doll. Okay. The baby doll of the week is an 8-year-old boy from Michigan. Now, I don't know what his name is, but this is a pretty cool article. So basically, an 8-year-old kid was in his bedroom.
Okay.
And basically he's looking down and I think the kid's on like the second story window and his 13-year-old sister is in the front yard playing or something like that. And this kid sees a predator that looks like he's going to abduct his sister walking around and he starts approaching the 13-year-old sister. And this 8-year-old kid gets his slingshot from the second story and just starts pelleting this predator. He's like, bang, bang,
Dennis the Menace,
bang.
Dude?
Yeah.
He sends the fucking guy to the hospital.
Good.
Because he's so accurate with his slingshot.
I was gonna say, his aim is crazy.
Yeah, and I'm sure his parents are like, don't use the slingshot. You know how it is being a boy. You can't do
anything.
And so this kid, like, you know, saves his sister's life
with the slingshot.
So I don't know his name, but he's an 8-year-old guy, kid from Michigan. You are the baby doll of the week. And I just want to make a small correction. He's actually 13 and the sister was 8. So I had the ages wrong.
Still
and,
cool.
And now I'm learning that the sister was hunting for mushrooms. So, you know.
So
he also prevented his sister from doing mushrooms.
Yeah.
So it was like a double win. Double win story.
Well, guys, that's all the time we have. And if you guys know anybody that's traveling the world to go on 100 dates,
show them
this
episode. If you guys know anybody that used AutoGPT to make their own app,
show them this episode.
You guys know any AIs that want to manifest themselves as a crab,
show them this episode.
All right, guys.